Blog Talk Radio.
I just want to.
Somebody lift your hand as we celebrate the greatness of our God. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. The worship song that says this: our God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Come on, our God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. His strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. Come on, say, my God is awesome. He can move mountains. Valley. Hide me from the rain. My God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weak. Forever he'll reign. Come on, if you believe it, lift your voice and say, of the whole world, giver of salvation, by his stripes I'm healed. My God is awesome. Today I am forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on and testify if you know he's awesome. Say, come on, somebody.
Good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace Community Development Cooperation Program today. Today we have an exciting topic where we're going to talk about the significance of words we use. And before we start, we have a few moments of prayer. Gracious Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for the opportunity to be able to share with the world, dear Heavenly Father, the Word of God, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father, that I have come to break bread, dear Heavenly Father, with those that may call in, dear Heavenly Father, those that may be listening in at their office and their homes, dear Heavenly Father, we give you praise from right now, dear Heavenly Father, those that will come on the archives later on, dear Heavenly Father, we ask you to open up doors, dear Heavenly Father, that our way is ready, your computer and everything that they need, that they may be able to hear this broadcast. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray, amen, and thank God. Well, today our topic is, we're going to go right on in it, the significance of words we use. You know, the importance of words, it is through words that we gain knowledge and communication. The impact of words, through words we either bless, we cut, we hurt, develop, and destroy. It's through the words we say. You know, the insight believer need to know the meaning of Bible words and how they apply to our lives. You know, when you understand them, you know what to do. We need to understand the following: what a Christian is, what God has done for us, what God wants us to do, and meditating upon these things, give thyself wholly to them. Today, our topic for those just coming on is the significance of words we use. And, you know, I went to 1 Timothy 4, 11 through 16, and 1 Timothy 6, 3 through 6, and I'll just be taking different verses out of these chapters. And the first, say, 4, 11, say, these things command and teach. And verse 2 say, 12 say, let no man desire thy youth, but be thy example of the believer in words, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. And today, you know, as we go by the topic today, we have to be so careful the words we speak our mouth. We can speak life or we can speak death. And this could be the significance of the words we use. And the three tag words, I will have more today, but the three major tag words you'll be hearing me saying it: justification, regeneration, and redemption. And I have some other ones that I'll be throwing out there to you, like preparation, imputation, sanctification, reconciliation, redemption, intercessor, meditation, formation, predestined, and glorification. You know, this is dealing with the picture of the words of God. When we understand these, we see the relevance of our application. You know, his word is light, and that's coming from Psalms 119, 105. The word of God says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And when I went to 1 Corinthians, I found this in the word of God. 1 Corinthians 2:12 and 13, it said, now we have received not the spirit of the word, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. You know, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teach, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. And you know, I come to give attendance to reading and to exaltation and to doctrine. You know, neglecting not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy, with the laying on of the hands of the presbyter. You know, we have to meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them, that they may profit, may appear to to all. Today we're talking about significance of words we use. And all the words I give you today, meditation, formation, predestination, glorification, each one of them have a meaning. And when we say these words in a conversation or speaking about the Word of God, we have to say these significant words in contents that we use, because we don't want anybody to get it misconstrued. You know, the truth connected with the word is light. And I'm reminded of Psalms 27 that said that the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? Light enables us to see. As such, his word serves as a guide. If you want to understand what is really going on in your life and the world, study and comprehend the word of God. You will be surprised when you just study that word, read it, go back, digest it. You know, God reveals truth that may know the things that are freely given to us of God. And he will reveal truth to us. We just have to be ready to accept what he is giving us. You know, his word is food. My. You'll find that in Matthew 4:4. But the word of God say, but he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. You know, 2 Peter 3:18 say, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. And you know, we're still talking about the word. We're talking about the truth. And the truth, the food, enable us to grow. That means that spiritual food, that enable us to grow spiritual. As we read this word, we digest this word, we speak this word, we able to have it where we think we want to eat natural food, but we're hungry for the spiritual food, which is the word of God. You know, over in 2 Peter 3:18, it says, it is possible to grow in knowledge and not in grace. My. You know, grace is a work of God via the ministry of the Holy Spirit. And I know you're saying, well, what is the purpose of growth? Well, I'm glad you asked. You know, the purpose of the growth for you to have these significant words to use is development. You need to be developed. You may be a babe. You might be on Pablin. You're graduating up to milk, from the formula, the milk and baby food, and you're coming on up. I mean, you are developing it spiritually. Give God glory. He wants you to praise him. Not just one day, not just sometime, but he wants you to praise him all the time. Don't you know when the praises go up, the blessings come down? So that word, when you're giving God and feeding him that word, is going up to heaven, but it's coming down as a blessing to you. That's when you're serving and doing what God would have you to do. And if there's anybody on the line that would like to come on and say something concerning this topic, all you have to do is press 1 on your keypad. I'll be glad to hear from you today. And you know, give God glory. And minister. Minister to each other. Minister to the body of Christ. And you know, over in Jeremiah 50:16, thy word was found, and I did eat them. And thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. For I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. We're still talking about the significance of words we use. Over in Job 23:12, it says, neither have I gone back from the commandments of his lips. I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. That means you getting the word more than that spiritual food for your body. You getting that word for that spiritual man that's on the inside of you that you're going to need wherever you go. You're going to have to feed on that word morning, noon, and night. Even learn scriptures, memorize them, because you never know. A situation may arise, and it's that word that you have studied that you can convey to somebody else that can bring somebody out of a situation. I have somebody wanting to come on. Let me bring them in. Good morning, caller. You're now on the line.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hi. Hello?
Yes, you're. Yes, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Oh, okay. Yes, sir. You're
okay.
On the air. You want to talk a little bit about the significance of the words we use? That's the name of our topic today.
I had a little small comment. I'm not, debate what you just said about when prayers go up, doesn't come down. I believe that's true. But I've also heard when people say, you are obedient to God, blessings come down. I mean, I think it goes either both ways, but, we should praise Him no matter what we go through, the good and the bad.
Right.
But most important, we should be obedient, because the word says obedience is better than sacrifice. So that's been an armed battle for ages between people, saints of God. So I'm not saying that you're wrong. I'm just saying, but I heard other things too about that. I just want to give a little comment, a little discussion about that. That's all.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, thank you so much for your comment today. And welcome to Joy and Peace. Excuse me. Welcome to Joy and Peace.
You.
Because I like people to come on and whatever topic I'm talking on to be able to give their views. Because what I'm saying and what God give me, you may have something else that God may have into your spirit. So I'm not going to tell everybody they wrong. I just want, them to know this is a show that you can come on and just say, what God is speaking to you to say, And that way we can keep our program moving. Hallelujah. In Job 23:12, it says, neither have I gone back for the commandments of his lips. I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. And then I turned over to Hebrews 5:11-14. And verse 1 says, of whom we have many things to say and hard to be uttered, seeing ye are dull of hearing. And verse 12 says of that same chapter, wait a minute, we have somebody else want to come on? Praise God. Carla, you are now on the air. Welcome to Joy and Peace.
Praise God. This morning, we give God the glory and give God the praise to the caller that Jess said something. We want to be reminded that because we are made in his image and his likeness, that he created us to bless him. He created us to worship him. Okay? So when we are, and just what you said, obedience, when we're obedient to God, we are blessed. And part of that blessing is adoring God and exalting his name, because that's what he created us to do. If you think about it, before he created heaven and earth, everything that he created, he said, is to worship him and to praise him. So through our, and as our overseer has said, when blessings go up, praises go up, blessings come down. And it just confirms what God created us to do. Even when this world passes away, you know what we'll be doing when we get to heaven and when he comes back and takes all of this corruptness away and he creates a new heaven. All we'll be doing is worshiping God. All we'll be doing is praising his name. So when she say when blessings go up, when praises go up, blessings come down, it just means that we are doing what he created us to do. and it's to worship a holy God, to worship a sonship, to worship a God that's able to do anything but fail. Amen. Praise God this morning.
Amen. Thank you so much, Carla, for calling in. We give God the praise. And this show is open up for anyone that would like to call in today. And the number is area code 646-716-4389. If it's anyone out there listening or you may need to get the number to someone else, just text them the number 646-716-4389. And thank you so much, Carla, because I know as I read the word, that's what the word was saying that I read to myself. And that's where I'm going from the word today. That's why I'm giving scriptures to back up what I'm saying. And in verse 12, it says, For the time you are to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principle of the oracles of God. And all become such as need of milk and not of strong meat. And verse 13 says from that same chapter, for everyone that use milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. My. We just had someone else come on the line. Praise God. Welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach Community Development Cooperation. Today, we are talking about the significance of words we use. And for the caller that's come on, I just bring you up to speed a little bit. You know, we're talking about the importance of words. It is through words that we gain knowledge and communication. The impact of words. Through the words we say, we can bless somebody, we can cut somebody, we can hurt somebody, and we can develop and destroy somebody. You know, with the words that we speak, with this little red membrane in our mouth. You know, the insight believe need to know the meaning of Bible words and how they apply to our lives. You know, when you understand them, you know what to do. Follow me. As I was reading early and saying what a Christian is, what God has done for us, we're giving him praise. What God wants us to do, we're telling others what God wants us to do, what God has done, you know. And then we are meditating upon these things, giving thyself wholly to them. I mean, we're meditating on the word of God. And a few of the words I threw out there this morning was justification, regeneration, redemption, preparation, imputation, sanctification, reconciliation, redemption, intercessor, meditation, formation, predestination, and glorification. You know, we're still talking about the word today, the significance of word. You know, a lot of time people you hear in sermons and teaching a lot of big words. And if you don't know what those words mean, that's why you always keep a paper and pencil. Jot them down so when you can get to your concordia or to your dictionary, read these words and see what they're saying, what they apply. Should I have said this at this time, or did I speak out of term, or did I use a word that didn't fit that particular category? You know, that's what we're talking about today, the significance of words we use, because in the course of a day, we say a lot of words. But are the words is the words God want us to use at that particular time? You know, and over in verse 14, it says, be strong, but strong meat belongs to them that are full age. Even those who by reason of us have that sense exercised to discern both good and evil. You know, when we think about it, God's word is a tool. And over in Jeremiah 23 and 29, it says, is not my word like as a fire, saith the Lord, and like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces? You know, the truth is, God's word has to break down before it can build up. God's word often burns before it warms. it's gonna cut you like a two-edged sword, that word. And all you can do, you know, if it's spitting you at that time, you say, ouch, you know. You say, God, let me do better. I repent, you know. And his word is as a weapon. My. Over in Hebrews 4 and 12, the word of God say, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and the marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intent of the heart. If any of my callers want to come in and say anything at this time, feel free. The floor is open. The line is open.
Hey, it's me again. I just want to say to the lady who just called after me, I mean, she's totally right, and I wasn't trying to make a debate about it. I'm just saying what I heard from other folks' mouths. I worship God in spirit and in truth. I don't worship God by what other folks say, because they don't know my story or they know my testimony. Because I've been through some stuff that just got me killed, locked up, thrown in jail, under the jail, you know, all that stuff. So even when I praise him in the good times and the bad times, I got to be also obedient when I do praise him. Amen.
Amen. Do we have anything from anyone else on the line? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, even in Ephesians 6:17, it says, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. My. The word of God. You know, that's what we are talking about today. The word. And the way we use the word. We study the word. We recite the word. We memorize the word. And that's what, we're talking about today. The significance of words we use. And you know, the truth is, the Christian life is not a playground, but rather a battlefield. We are in a spiritual warfare. I know those on the line know we are already in a spiritual warfare. You know, when you think about it, the visitation, the work that we do, the words that we're saying, we have to be so careful on what we say. When we say it. Because, you know, sometimes we say things we don't mean to hurt people, but we got to go back and ask God to forgive us. And, you know, we have to take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt save thyself and them that hear thee. And the word of God said, if any man teach otherwise and consent not to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which is according to godliness. You know, he is proud, knowing nothing, but doubting about question and strife of. Words thereof come envy, strife, railing, evil, submissing, you know, perverse, dispute of men of corrupt mind and dispute of the truth. Suppose that gain is godliness, from such withdraw thyself. But godliness with content is great gain. Today we have been talking about the significance of words we use. And when you think about that, justification means to justify. You know, real quick, when we say something, we want to justify what we said and how we said it. And to rejuvenate means to make anew. You know, it's a new thing, a new way. You know, we've been doing things the old way that's been wrong for so long that we thinking it's right. When we go to reading the scriptures and find out, Lord, I've been saying this and doing this here, and this was not right. Forgive me, Lord. We have to go back and repent because we're going to have to follow the instruction of Yahweh, Jehovah, Yahshua, on what God is saying. You know, we have to think about the words of the Lord, the words of righteousness, the words of covenant, the words of the law, you know, words of the book, you know. The words of the Lord appear. And the word of God said, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. You know, we got to think about the words of the wise, the words out of our mouth. My. You know, a word, the word stir up all kind of things. So we have to be so careful. Hold on just a second. Excuse me. So we have to think about the words that we're using. Well, we are coming to a close to our program. If it was anything else from any of the callers that's on the air today, I want to thank everyone for making this show possible today on Significant of Words We Use. And do come back next week. I only put on 30 minutes today, but we would love to have you all come back next week with another exciting topic from Joy and Peace. And before we leave, is there anything from anyone on the line this morning? If not, I'll close us off. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you for the word of God today that you have given to us, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for the ears that have heard it and the minds that have received it, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for what you're going to do in each and every one of our lives and those that will come on the archive later, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for the words that we spoke today, dear Heavenly Father, on justification, regeneration, redemption, meditation, formation, predestination and glorification. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father, that you are teaching us every day, dear Heavenly Father, the significance of the words we use each and every day of our life. And until next week, each one of you all be blessed. Have a wonderful week. Bye-bye.